Welcome back, everybody. I'm Brad.
I'm Jessica.
Today we are going to check in on Whiskey Barrel Age Cherry Stout from 2017 from Bell's.
2017!
Now, Jessica says she wanted to try this, but she also wanted to try a couple other...
Them Expedition Stouts are nasty.
...beers. Now, this one is a little bit colder. We weren't planning on doing this. But since we did some Expedition Stouts and some Black Notes...
It's Bell's Night.
Yeah, might as well keep the party going. Unlimited shelf life. You sound
life, so convincing 9.3%. When you say that. You're like, let's keep the party going. She's about ready to pass out.
Well, because normally, and I don't want to put her through this, but I would do side-by-sides of all
you
these.
Can do it. I can go upstairs.
Yeah,
I can get my pajamas on, and I can lay on the couch, take my contacts out, I can... snuggle up with a dog. You can have all the fun you want down here. I cannot. That's very kind of you. You're all kinds of nice things today, aren't you?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now,
we've had this.
Yes, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why they don't do more of these.
Because it's so good?
Well, but you would think they would. If people are liking them and all that, you would keep doing them every year. Because I'm pretty sure, I could be wrong, there's a Black Note 2017.
I don't know.
So why can't they do this?
Let's not worry about it.
Head's gone. It could be from the cherries, barrel age process. Looks like a pop. Pure black.
Carbonated. Look at the bubbles coming up.
I don't have a hue. Now, the funny thing about this, it could be from the cherries. I'm pretty sure they're using Traverse City cherries.
Yeah, I think so. Yep.
In this.
Tart Michigan cherries.
I don't even know where I was going. I'm surprised the ABV isn't higher from using those cherries and drawing out that the sugar from the cherries.
Okay.
So, I mean, 9.3, we've been drinking 11.5% beers today.
It's going to be like water.
Yeah. Let's go ahead and smell. I get some oak, but I also get tartness, like an oaky tartness.
I just smell barrel, and that makes me nervous, because that stuff, I like that stuff. I don't know, it's a lot of barrel smell.
Yeah, I get that oakiness up front, then just keep smelling in, I get some tartness. Now, could I pick out that's cherry? No, not at all. Okay, let's see.
It's weird because I'm getting like a cherry flavor.
Yeah. Than wood.
But a little bit of wood, but then it's like gone. Yeah. And then I have an aftertaste of, God, what I would assume would be wood if I ate wood. It's oak, it's a dry, it's not whiskey boozy like I thought it might be. And I'm surprised I taste as much cherry flavor as I do.
Yeah, I was actually thinking that would be about the first thing to go, because I don't think we've done a review on this since we got this in 2017.
I've been talking for years, and everyone's like, finally, just drink one.
Yeah.
I do feel like it's not as boozy as it was when it came out, and I think that's what I liked about it, is that it was a little bit more whiskey boozy. This is not whiskey boozy for me.
This has... Kind of the same flavor profile as Blue Sunday from New Belgium.
Yeah.
It's like that woodsy, tart sourness.
Yeah, but it's not tart enough for me, obviously.
Well, no, but it's like, okay, there's something tart in here, you can tell, but it's not like my mouth's watering and I can open it and just fill up this glass.
I kind of feel like this did not age as well as I had hoped.
And... maybe I could see that, you know, because again, I was thinking that cherry would be the first thing to go, then you would have chocolate and oak.
Yeah.
But I get a little chocolate in the aftertaste as your palate's warming up.
Yeah. It's not as good as it was.
It feels thin.
Agreed. I just feel like it's such a weird... It does taste like a cherry.
Kind of. Yeah.
Yeah, but it is very thin.
Yeah.
I'm a little disappointed because I wanted to have a whiskey booze bomb to end my night. This did not do that, so maybe I'll work on that.
Well,
vanilla.
We can mix them.
No.
We just mix them together.
The cafe vanilla.
Yep.
I might drink after this.
Yeah.
Finish it because I am sad. I really thought this was gonna be. I like the whiskey and the cherry together, and now I'm mad because it's probably gonna get worse.
Yeah. So now Bell's needs to put out
a new version in 2021, and then we're all over it. Right? Yeah, isn't it weird? It's like lighter. I feel like it's lighter and thinner than it once was. And I wouldn't, if I drank this, I don't even know if I would say it was a stout. Because it's not thick. It's not thick.
Yeah, I would have to go back, and I will, tomorrow morning when these are all loading. I'll have to go back and look at the review, and I'll link it, and see if we said it was thin, because, I mean, it's only 9.3.
Right.
But we've been drinking Black 11s. Notes. So, maybe that's why it feels thin.
Okay. It could be, because it's the last in our lineup of five.
Yeah.
It's been a happening Friday night. Happening.
Yeah, and this is the lowest ABV one we've had.
I thought it was going to be like the grand finale. Yeah. I mean, honestly, now I've got to go back and drink Black Note. Poor me. Right? Everyone feels bad for me.
So what are you going on this one?
A 3.
3?
I am not happy with how this aged, but...
I would go with a 3.5. It is surprising me a little bit. Like I was saying, I thought that cherry would go first. And it didn't. It's there. The chocolate's not there. I'm guessing we were getting more chocolate in the first one. This says notes of oak, vanilla, dark chocolate.
Not today.
And it's almost like the oak's there, the vanilla's gone, the dark chocolate's gone.
The cherry's there.
You have a tart oak cherry.
And it's not even tart enough for me. And there's no whiskey. Where's the whiskey?
Well, whiskey barrels.
But you know what? Now that I've done this, I'm going to go back on your YouTube channel and find the whiskey barrel age review and see what I said then.
Right. Well, if you don't have your phone, do you? I was going to say she could also look it up on Untappd.
No. Happy.
Yeah. So I guess we're done. I'm going to look at Untappd real quick. When I reviewed it, I gave it a 4.5, so I was 1 point less. 29 of my friends have checked it in, 4.11.
Does it have mine on there, since we have to sit here and...
I'll look. Almost 9,000 people, 3.93.
Scroll! Does it have mine? You did look?
I'm looking right now.
Oh, I thought you said you did look.
No. That's in 2018.
It was then.
2018.
Oh, they don't want to sit and watch us look. I'm guessing it was probably good. I don't take pictures. Why can't you look at friends and find me?
These are.
Oh.
2017.
Maybe I didn't.
James gave it a 3.
Really? At the time?
Yep. Nothing to see.
James.
Yep. I don't find yours.
I just enjoy my beer. I don't have to tell everybody else what I think about it.
Yep.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.